Students for a Multicultural Building is a registered student organization that is trying to rally for MSU to create a larger space for students of different cultures. Since the 90s, the Mosaic has been billed as the Multicultural Unity Center on campus. It's currently a meeting space for student groups, but it's shared by 900 registered organizations on campus. The two rooms have space for about 100 people. Sarah McConville is a part of the organization lobbying for a new separate space. She says the Latinx population is among the smallest at MSU, and for her organization, their meetings often fill up the room.
For that to be a space where people from all sorts of communities are supposed to gather, it doesn't make sense that it would be that small.
This year, MSU welcomed the largest and most diverse incoming freshman class. 20% of MSU's student body are people of color. Some students, like Miracle Chapman, say that it was an adjustment coming to a PWI, predominantly white institution.
Me being a minority student when I got here, it was a big culture shock, and I just think that students of color need a sense of belonging.
More than half of the Big Ten universities in the United States have a freestanding multicultural building. Advocates for a new space include MSU faculty. Dr. Lee June is a professor at the school. He's been around for more than 40 years and remembers an earlier push for a designated space for multicultural students.
They need to come up with a great rationale as to the positive effects that such a center would bring not only to students of color, but to the entire university.
June says he's interacted with many student groups, and this has been a long-standing issue. Emily Gerken-Garant is the Michigan State University spokesperson. She says that the university is aware of the student desire for a designated multicultural building. However, she says nothing has been brought to the university for review. Students for a Multicultural Building say they plan to present a proposal to the Board of Trustees by the end of the school year. For WKAR News, I'm Tibia Boyd in East Lansing.